We're going to go now from one end of the country to the other to explore the influence of big outside spending groups. In North Carolina, state candidates are working directly with these groups, something you can't do if you're running for federal office. But first to California, where regulators are trying to crack down on outside money. Here's Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford.
We go through your press. We know what you've said to other folks.
There are dozens of candidates for statewide office at this posh Sacramento hotel. They're listening attentively as representatives from California's most influential political groups explain what their money can do. Opposition research, said Alma Hernandez of California's largest union.
We know why you got divorced, when, if you got a traffic violation when you were 16.
Which they can use for attack ads, said Liza Garcia of the California Association of Realtors.
We will probably take care of the negative if the research tells us it will work.
Since the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United decision, independent groups can spend unlimited funds in elections, whether they're labor unions, business interests, advocacy organizations, or generically patriotic-sounding committees with murky donors. In the last presidential election, these groups spent more than $1 billion. That number will only increase, says the chair of California's election watchdog agency, Jody Remke.
Candidates and their committees know this is where to go. So they're going to do what they can to encourage independent spending.
The commission, appointed by Democrats, bars outside groups from communicating and strategizing. The word is coordinating with candidates who do have contribution limits. Remke says campaigns have learned to skirt the rules.
So we have seen trends, and we're trying to go after those trends.
A relative might set up an independent group to support the candidate, who maybe will speak at one of its fundraisers. Perhaps they'll share political consultants, or a staffer quits the campaign only to join the outside group.
Are you kidding? That's not coordination.
But Remke says even in these circumstances, it's hard to prove. So California's stopped trying. Now, when candidates and outside groups share consultants, relatives, staffers, or fundraisers, the state simply assumes they're working together. The groups have to prove they're not. Former California enforcement agent Gary Winnick says it'll make his old job easier.
These coordination regulations will go a long way towards making sure that candidate contribution limits are more real.
Critics say it further complicates already tangled election law. Republican political consultant Mike Madrid says it won't work.
And let's keep something in mind. As long as there has been government, there has been money trying to influence politics and influence government, and there always will be. So let's be clear about that.
But several states are moving this direction. Minnesota, Maryland, Connecticut, and Arizona have all tightened outside spending laws in the past 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Ben Bradford in Sacramento.
And I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte. Here in North Carolina, we do have a few rules for these independent groups. They're best explained by dissecting a 2014 attack ad on a sitting state senator.
Put your boots on, North Carolina. We've got work to do.
First rule, issue groups must stick to issues. In this case, utility giant Duke Energy's handling of a coal ash spill.
But they're not paying to clean it up. We are.
Second rule, independent ads that mention a particular candidate or show their image can't run 60 days before an election. And finally, the ads can't say vote for or against anyone. But you can say a lot without saying the word vote.
Chad Barefoot, the senator for Duke Energy, not us.
But notice, I haven't mentioned coordination. Unlike California, coordination in North Carolina is perfectly fine.
There is nothing in the statute that prohibits it.
That's Kim Strack, executive director of the Bipartisan State Board of Elections. Now, coordination is a vague term, so I asked Strack for some specifics, like, can a candidate give an outside group all the dirt they have on their opponent?
Yes, they could.
Can an outside group and a candidate plot out a whole campaign strategy together?
Yes, that could happen.
All this can be hugely beneficial for candidates because it effectively gives them access to a new, unlimited pot of money. Stephen Spaulding is senior policy counsel for the watchdog group Common Cause.
These organizations can really operate as phantom arms of political campaigns and accept money from any source and at any limit.
That's clearly not true. That's a misunderstanding of the opinion.
Again, Kim Strack of the North Carolina Board of Elections.
I would hope that North Carolina is not seen as a state that anything goes, because I definitely don't think that we are.
Particularly because of that ban on independent group ads 60 days before elections. Now, Stephen Spaulding of Common Cause does applaud that measure. Still, he says,
if an outside group spends money to broadcast a television or a radio ad at the suggestion of a candidate or in cooperation with a candidate, that's a pretty good indication that the candidate will owe a debt of gratitude to the spender.
And the question of how a candidate pays off a political debt is why campaign finance laws were created in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bullock in North Carolina.